Last time on Mystery D8.
Go to the Bard's College in Ouroboran. You might be able to ask them for help.
Someone has stolen the Horn of Winter's Bane.
You know, Herman, people confide things in that guy. Go talk to him, he'll know something juicy.
Yeah, I'm looking around. I want to know, are any of the rolls suspiciously shaped like, you know, a horn or like a cone in like an interesting spiral way? I'm working on a theory, you guys.
The only way someone could be dumb enough to rob the Bard's College would be if they were fucked up on the Alchemist Challenge. I'm thinking your thief's gotta be a regular at the apothecary.
You got any regular drinkers here at the apothecary?
Well, I mean, you know, Anne's usually here, and he gestures at a woman sitting at the bar. Uh-huh. Then usually I see Paul, Peter, Anita, Joe. Sometimes Tom comes in, I see Bernard, and then, like, Paul and I should introduce the show, because usually we just jump right in.
Right.
Should I welcome back to Mystery D8, Chapter 4. They're still doing it. They're looking for the horn.
Welcome to Chapter 4, the jarring intro episode.
Yeah. I'm done. That's the last one. I hope you enjoyed that intro, listeners, because I'm never doing it again.
Dick.
I mean, weren't you kind of adding intros to the episodes as you make them?
He was doing previously ons, kind of, but he's not, like, really introducing them. Recap.
Welcome.
A little bit. Yeah.
Welcome to the adventure.
Right.
Now on iTunes.
I made my friend J-Ball sign up and subscribe to it today. But yeah, let's do some adventure. You guys were up to, if I'm not mistaken, no good because the Jawas run and chop in your neighborhood?
I mean, I am lawful good, so I only do good things.
I view myself as a good guy.
I gotta say this with the most clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar in speech therapy.
Ethnically sensitive?
Hey.
I don't understand.
Don't worry about it.
I won't. Yeah, so I think at the end of the last meeting, we were going to stage a robbery to try to see if that, what is it, the guy from the first meat place, George?
Yes.
Is like full of shit and is a robber.
Yeah.
So we're going to do an actual robbery, but if we get caught, like we're actually going to break into this place. We're not going to be, like,
correct.
Yeah.
Throwing rocks against the windows and, like, bumping into stuff.
But if the Crimson Crusader comes by, we might try to lay a trap for him.
We got to bag him. We got to bag that guy.
Bag him and tag him.
And where were you robbing again?
The mutton place. The first place we went to.
The
Mutton Central.
Knife Hands
mutton
McGee.
Central.
Yeah, it was run by Knife Hands McGee.
It's not. It's run by George. I have so many notes, you guys. Like, several pages.
Are you sure there wasn't a guy in the original Guess Who named Knife Hands McGee?
Does he look like Edward Scissorhands? Have you guys ever seen the porn version of that, Edward Penis Hands?
No!
I've seen the best
where we talk about this every
I've
week.
Seen the YouTube, like, greatest hits of it. Like, the parts that you show. Like, so, Mary, there's a scene of him eating spaghetti with his hands, and it is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But his hands are penises.
His hands are one giant penis each. Like, not, like, little penises, but, like, big ones.
And he, like, scoops spaghetti with them?
Well, he tries to.
Also, the guy does a killer Johnny Depp impression. Like, it's got the production quality of, like, a really good SNL skit.
Oh, no.
You know the scene when Edward Scissorhands is, like, chopping up that ice sculpture and, like, all the snow is coming down?
Sure.
They recreate that, but it's not snow.
Good.
You guys, I'm almost sure this isn't Dungeons & Dragons.
Well, it's definitely not.
Okay.
Plunging some swaggins or something, I don't even know.
You heard it here first.
Gretchen would rather rob something.
Sick. Okay, so we had to wait until it was darkness, though. Is it 7:30. Like 7 o'clock or whenever?
It's 4 p.m. right now.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you guys want to just wander around town and, you know, not be adventurers, you know, take a little bit of the afternoon off, that's totally fine. I'm not gonna force you guys to go interrogate more people until 7 o'clock.
Well, can we, like, I mean, we couldn't interrogate, like, one more people. Like, if we run around, if we do that kind of and, like, walk around the town, can we, like, bump into this guy Eric who, like, hands around the flyers? We also don't have to do that. That's a horrible idea. The dudes made faces when I said we could interrogate one more person, so I feel like maybe we should.
I don't have to walk there. Like, I don't care. This is actually has no bearing on my own personal comfort at all.
Well, I'm looking at what Eric does all day, and if you're wandering around town, you probably are not going to run into him.
Okay. I also want to talk to Peter, like, the blacksmith's cool boyfriend that, like, ranges around and seems super suspicious, but I don't know if we can, like, just find him. I don't think we know where he is. So, I'm fine if we just kind of, like, star wipe to 7 p.m.
Cool. Yeah, so it's 7 p.m.
The sound effect's all done for you, which is nice.
Hot production value.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to Mutton Central?
Central.
Yeah, I'd like to stay off whatever road that guy would take to go to the bar he's going to. I forget which one. I want to make sure we're not going to pass him, like, on the way.
Sure, yeah. You can chill out in an alley. You can show up at 6:50 and just wait and watch him leave right around 7 and head off in the other direction.
Cool.
I want to hold steady till, like, 7:15, just to make sure it isn't like, oh, I forgot my keys, and we're like, right in there.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Cool. Well, let's get to investigating.
Yeah. So, we're in this alley. Now, I believe I can use my Mage Hand Ledger domain to pick locks from a distance.
I believe that range is 30 feet.
Okay. Am I within 30 feet of this lock?
Yes.
Okay, super. I would like to go ahead and pick that young lock. So that's going to be a sleight of hand, right?
No, there's Thieves' Tools is its own thing.
Oh, okay. So what am I doing then?
I assume you're proficient in Thieves' Tools?
I sure am, friend.
So then it's Dex Mod plus Proficiency Bonus plus your D20.
Dex Mod plus my Proficiency Bonus. Okay.
Unless you have that thing where you have double proficiency in it. Do you have double proficiency?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So 5 plus my D20 is going to be 16.
Yeah, I guess you don't feel a satisfying click. But you can see it turn, indicating a satisfying click.
Great.
Sweet.
I got it open.
Nice.
Good job.
I think we should just stroll in like we own the place.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I mean, I can't stroll any other way. I can't stroll quietly,
that's
so.
True. Yeah. So we just walk right into Mutton Central.
Yep.
Great.
Great. And that was a suspicious dice roll.
Can I quietly close the door behind me?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so we're just in the area where we were before, right? Just in the ground floor?
Yeah, it's a ranch style, I guess you would call it. You don't call it ranch style if it's not a house. It's one floor.
Oh, it's one floor. Is there like a back room or something that we didn't see earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody want to watch the window before we go into these back rooms, just in case anybody comes up the street?
Gretchen, that sounds like a job for you.
Yeah, I'm so bad at sneaking, but I can peep. So I start looking out the window.
All right. And I would like to have Charm Person ready, so if I see anybody attempting to bash me with a sword again...
Sure.
Like another naked elf.
Right, yeah.
It's that same naked elf. Like, goddamn.
He's getting it. Okay, so... And now, at this point, now that we're in the building, I would like to kind of stealthily creep my way and peer into the back room.
Yeah, I guess roll me a stealth check.
Okay. Ooh, this time it's 18.
Cool. Yeah, you're back there in that room.
Mm-hmm.
You see some ice boxes.
Okay.
And a spice rack, a knife rack, a knife block, a like wash basin with a sponge sitting in it,
mm-hmm.
and a piece of rolled up parchment.
I don't see anybody in this room, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, first, can I sneak up to those knives and check to see if maybe they're, like, unusually blunt? Like, maybe they've been used to cut through a wall?
Sure. Give me an investigation check?
Okay, and that's 20 plus my investigation, I guess, right?
D20 every time.
Well, yeah, no, I just... Yeah.
Sometimes it's not a D20, though. I feel like that's, like, a misnomer.
There's, like, 3 times where it's not a D20.
19.
Really, it should be D20 unless... Otherwise specified explicitly.
Unless it's a
but
short
that's not
rest,
as catchy.
I guess. Or you're leveling up.
Or damage.
Yeah.
These knives seem neither unusually blunt nor unusually sharp.
Okay, they're just normal knives. Great.
It's a pretty knife.
That was a blockhead joke. I would like to creep over and examine this parchment now.
Sure, yeah. It appears to be... what do you call it? It's kind of a... Almost a catalog type of a thing.
Uh-huh.
Basically just various products and their prices.
Like a brochure?
Yeah, yeah. And so you see sheep with a price listed, goat with a price listed, chicken, turkey, goose, horse, wolf, snake, and troll all listed.
Oh, damn. They got that troll name.
Trolls are like people, aren't they?
No, they're not people.
I guess they're bestial.
They're like nature's humans.
I believe they are categorized as giants. Like, they're in the giant family. Like, if taxonomy were, like, a thing in this universe, they would be in that phylum or whatever.
But aren't giants like people?
No, giants are giants.
Giants are actually giants.
I mean, I speak giants. I feel like giants are, like, things that have a society and, like, a language and maybe art.
You mean sentient?
Yeah, Mary, you're confusing, like, people, humans, or do you mean people, like, a thing with intelligence? Because, like, a ton of stuff is people,
like a
if you're going to be
like
using
a thing with intelligence.
Yeah, a sentient being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Giants are that. Sorry. Trolls are, like, they're, like, the shittiest giant. They're, like, the shittiest giant in the universe.
Actually, the shittiest giant is an orc.
Hey.
Oh, no, you're right. It's probably an ogre.
Yeah, orcs
are orcs. Now that we got that out of the way.
I feel sad and also offended. Anyway, carry on.
So there's nothing incriminating in this parchment. This is pretty normal parchment. Except for the fact that maybe he has troll meat on the menu.
He also has snake meat on the menu, which sounds awesome.
Roll me an insight check.
Boop, 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 boop. There goes my d20. 13 plus what's my insight? Oh, it's good. 17.
What? Yeah, it occurs to you that it might... that some of the meat you ate from this establishment previously might have had various exotic meats. The only thing on the menu is mutton. There's one menu item.
Right.
It's mutton. It's not like there's snake mutton and troll mutton. It's just mutton.
Did you say that he had sheep there, or is sheep like the one meat he doesn't have?
Sheep is on there.
Okay.
It's like a blend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that worried, to be honest.
But it's not like that. That's probably good leverage. We could potentially bribe this guy for some info.
Well, I'll take it, I guess. And then, can I check out what else was in here? So there's nothing in the wash basin, probably. I can see that just by glancing in there.
Just a sponge.
Can I check the ice chest?
Yeah, you see a lot of meat in it.
Okay, can I, like, poke through the meat to see if anything is hiding a horn of winter's bane or whatever it is?
Sure, yeah, you spread the beef curtains to look deeper in the ice box.
That's what I do, baby.
Yeah.
When I'm around, it's definitely an ice box.
The ice
box. and hidden beneath the meat is more meat and also some ice.
Damn it. Okay, alright.
That would be pretty rad if it was just like, and the horn is there, you nailed it.
Yeah.
I would be fucking pissed.
Check for, like, trapdoors or anything.
Yeah, no, I was just about to say, can I, I would like to run my hands over, like, all the...
Everything. I want to get my fingerprints on everything.
I just want to touch everything.
Do they do fingerprints in D&D, or is that even, like, a technology?
I'm
going
to put my hair follicles everywhere. Right. I want to get my spit everywhere.
Yeah, Gimbal's just going to jerk off in the corner.
There it is.
Don't do that.
No.
That's really great.
Not really. But can I like, run my fingers over, like, the wall paneling and, like, the floor tiles or whatever to see if there are any, like, false walls or drawers or trap doors or anything like that?
Yeah, but first let's swipe over to what Gretchen's up to.
Yeah, okay. Say, do I need to, like, roll, like, peep at stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, give me a quick perception check.
Okay. Okay, and then what is my addition to that? Oh, it's nothing. Okay, so 14.
Okay, you don't see anything.
Guys, I don't see anything.
All right, that's good. And then we'll swipe back and go ahead and give me that investigation check.
It's bad. 5.
Yeah, you don't find any super secret secrets.
Okay, I would like to go rejoin my friends.
Sure.
I didn't find anything in there except this, this bill of sale for a bunch of strange meats, and I show them the meat bill.
Did we eat all this?
It seems like we may have, yeah.
That's a lot of stuff to eat all at once.
yeah, I mean, what can I say? That's all I found, though. It doesn't seem like the horn is here.
Man, we should burn this place down.
Well, too far. We don't want to tip our hand quite yet, do we?
No. Okay, if you say so. No. I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe you can write, like, a really cutting limerick about this guy and his terrible meats.
Oh, you'll get a limerick, all right.
Nope. Don't know what
that
means.
Yeah, I don't really want to burn this place down. I don't think we have any evidence to, like, say that he's the guy that did the horn robbery.
He did serve us potentially fatal troll meat.
That's true.
You know, it's not that he's totally innocent here. He clearly served us meat under false pretenses.
Oh, yeah, I know that's terrible, but...
maybe we'll just postpone the burning.
What if we get hepatitis? All right, well, if I get hepatitis, it's on you guys.
That's okay, I'll take that. So there's no other place to look around in here, right?
No, it's just the front room and the back room.
Okay.
Wait, I'm gonna run into the back room really quick. I just wanna lick all like this silverware, like his knives and stuff, and like on the handles and stuff too. Like obviously not the sharp part of the knife, but like the back of it and like the handles.
Oh man, I was gonna make you roll. I was gonna hurt your tongue.
Nope. Yeah, I'm just getting spit on all that stuff. Also, I guess while I'm in here, can I do a quick like obvious like trapdoor check? Like any like, is there like a weird bookshelf with one book on it in here or anything like that?
You can give me an investigation check.
Cool. That is a 15.
You don't find anything.
All right, well, I had fun.
Yeah.
So I guess let's get out of here. Can we peer out the door, see if anybody will notice us leaving?
Yeah, I want to look up the rooftops specifically before we go outside. Like, if I can see if any nearby rooftops.
For any particular Crimson Crusaders, perchance?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everyone roll perception. Farron, you do it with advantage.
Nice.
8.
I got a 6.
13.
Okay, you don't see anything.
Oh no.
Okay.
All right, sweet.
Okay.
What is your order leaving?
I think I'm going to leave first, because if any of us get shot with an arrow, it should probably be me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it should be Gretchen, Farron, Gimble.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to try to creep out the door in a way that is stealthy.
Do it.
Here I go.
Go for it.
Do I have to do something?
Nope.
All right, I'm out the door.
Okay, so you're at the door, and then Farron follows.
Yep.
And then Gimble. And once you're like, once you've closed the door behind you and turned back towards your friends, Gimble, a man, as if out of nowhere,
oh God,
appears behind
not
you.
Not my sweet hands.
Behind Gimble?
Yes.
No.
He was on the roof of Mutton Central.
I want to say that we're extremely close together right now because we kind of clumped as we left the Mutton place.
So he appears behind me. Do I see him? Because I still have Charm Person ready.
He has a hand around your mouth and a dagger at your throat.
Oh.
Is it the Crimson Crusader? Is it the obvious question?
Yes, this is the Crimson Crusader. Well, I shouldn't say that.
It's a man in red who's...
A man in all red wearing a red mask.
Religious
and
pilgrimage.
Is clearly doing vigilante things.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. I'm like about to punch him, so if you want me to not punch him.
I mean, are you going to punch him over me?
Well, around you, preferably.
Sam, what's
Dang,
our layout
we came
here?
Out in a, we came out in a bad order.
The order is Gretchen, Farron, Gimble, and the Crimson Crusade, or the mysterious man in red. Occupying almost the exact same space as Gimble. He's, like, all up in his...
Okay, so, like, what you're saying is he's in melee range of everyone and Gimble.
Not of Gretchen, because she's on the other side of you.
Okay, I want to cast Heat Metal on the dagger that he's holding, and just say, like, sorry, Gimble, this might get a little hot. And I'd like to cast Heat Metal on the dagger.
And I will say, mmm, 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 mmm.
And what's my reaction to that?
So, I believe it's a constitution. I don't think I've cast this yet. I believe it's a constitution to not drop the dagger. And it's a DC 15. So the object glows red hot. Any creature within physical contact with the object. So sorry, Gimble is going to suck. But they're each going to take 2d8 fire damage.
Oh, Jesus.
So roll that first.
All right, so that's 7 fire damage.
Okay, I can take that. That's fine.
And I can use a bonus action to cause 2d8 fire damage again for the rest of my like subsequent turns. If you take damage from it and you're holding it or wearing it, you must succeed on a constitution saving throw or drop the object if you can.
13.
All right, so he drops the dagger.
Okay.
Because it's super hot.
Super hot.
Are we going to go into combat mode here, or are we, is this still a role-playing moment here?
Well, I have another thing I wanted to do, and you can tell me if this puts us into combat or becomes a role-playing moment.
I'm going to punch him.
Uh-huh.
I was going to use Nature's Wrath, which is my move where I can tie someone up with spectral vines.
Okay, well now it seems like we're just taking turns doing
wait,
attacks.
Wait, hold on. Quick question.
Yeah.
Do spectral vines do damage?
No.
Okay, because I don't want to kill this guy.
No.
I was going to just tie him up.
All right, cool.
So do you want us to, like, go into battle before I do that? Can I please just do it? What if I just do it, though?
Well, but what if I just do what I was going to is stab your friend to death with a knife?
Well, he drops the knife.
Oh, like he only has one knife. He's a vigilante.
Well, that's why I was going to tie him up with vines. He can try to not get tied up with the vines. There's like a dex save thing he can do.
Okay, we can roll initiative, it sounds like.
It sounds like Sam wants us to roll initiative. Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll? I mean, this but dude is like kidnapping
you're,
me.
You're here. Yeah, you roll.
Yeah, you definitely have to roll.
Oh, okay. I thought I was just going to be last.
Nope, what if you're first?
21.
Haha.
Theron?
Crit.
Ooh. And Gretchen.
On true Gretchen fashion, I got a 3, so I'm going to go very much last. So much for my cool plans. It's fine.
All right, Theron, do some stuff.
Okay, let me just keep track of my stuff here. So, yeah, I think I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter, which requires a wisdom save.
6.
Aha! So, the Crimson Crusader is going to begin laughing and is going to fall prone to the ground, incapacitated.
Oh, dang.
You can re-roll that at the end of your turn.
All right. He's a spry boy.
And I think, I just feel like I've done a pretty good job completely subduing this vigilante single-handedly. So, I guess if somebody else wants to do something, he's going to be prone, basically, Gimbal, on your turn.
Okay.
Going next.
Right. I mean, I was going to do something, and Sam was like, you can't just do whatever you want. This isn't, like, just a game. And I was like, okay.
There are rules, Mary. You're like a kid kicking the ball up into the air during four square and being like, I'm sorry, I thought we were playing a game. It's like, there are rules.
Every
game has a rule.
Yikes.
Sorry, we don't live in Somalia.
Listen, I didn't make you roll shit initiative.
Yeah, Sam, why'd you
accurate.
Do that?
So, is it my turn, then?
It is.
Can I just tie him up with my 50 feet of hempen rope?
Yeah, go for it.
Sick, I do that.
And then, does he repeat... He repeats the save on his turn? Is
end
that
of
right?
his turn, yeah. DC 15.
It's his turn now.
Cool.
I've bound both hands and feet, like, behind his back in a hog tie, just so you know.
Like a mustache-twirling villain.
Like I've left him on the railroad tracks.
Cool. So he's going to attempt this wisdom save.
That's good.
Fuck. That's a no, I'm quite sure.
He's loving it.
He's giggling away.
Perfect.
Okay.
Progression, is there something you wanted to do?
I mean, I don't. We want to ask him questions, right? So I shouldn't, like, just stab him.
No, I would not just stab him in his face.
We can stab him later.
Yeah.
Should I do one of those, like, aggressive, slappy things?
He does get advantage on the check if he takes damage, so maybe that would help him come to.
So you're just gonna backhand him across the face to knock him out of his laughter?
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
I dare you to ask him what he thinks of the Crimson Crusader.
Hang on. Should we take him somewhere? Like, should I pick him up and, like, because we're just, like, on the doorstep of this, like, mutton place with this dude who's, like, laughing really hard.
But we don't have a crib. Like, we don't have a
Can we get him into the alley?
It's like a nice alleyway.
Do you want to carry him?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, roll me a strength check.
Yeah, I'm just
going
to try to pick him up and carry him. Strength check. Is that just, I guess, a d20 plus my strength modifier?
Yeah.
Okay. That is a 17.
Yeah, you scoop him right up.
Scooped.
And we move into that young alley?
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. And now that I guess we're in here, go ahead and pimp slap him.
Can I slap him also, or is that too many moves?
Well, I don't want you to get mad at me about how I don't want you to do anything, so go ahead and slap
him. I mean, Farron can slap him if he wants to. It's like his laughy thing, so I mean, either
like,
way.
I feel like we're out of combat, right? Like, he might be fighting us, but we're not really fighting him.
He's pretty much defeated at this point. We're also the greatest police this town's ever had, for the record. Like, they've been trying to find this guy. All they had to do was commit one crime, and they could have caught him.
and not get murdered. Yeah.
Suckers. Come on. Yeah, no, go ahead, Gretchen. You can pimp slap this guy.
Alright, I gotta slap him, and I forget how that works.
An attack? You're gonna roll an attack.
It's an unarmed attack roll.
Is that just a straight d20?
No, it's an attack roll.
It's like my attack bonus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
That is a 19.
Yeah, that hits.
I don't know how much damage to roll.
You don't roll anything.
It's 1 plus your strength mod.
1 plus my strength mod, so it's 5.
Okay. And then I roll to try and save from this? Is that how that works?
So yeah, you get roll with advantage now to see if you snap out of it.
Okay.
I guess I can also stop making you do this. It's a concentration spell, but this is fun.
Yeah, that's a 12 with advantage.
Okay, so he's loving it. Do you want to hit him again, or should I just... I guess I can stop casting the spell.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad if Root is going to hit him when you could just make him stop without me hurting him more. I didn't realize that was a thing you could do.
That was a hilarious prank, Farron. That was a hilarious prank you just pulled.
You just seemed so excited to slap him. I figured you deserved to do something.
Man, my alignment is so bad.
I'll cut off the spell and I go, "That's for trying to stab Gimbal." Also, sorry about burning you, buddy.
That's okay. Chicks dig scars.
He says, "If I wanted to stab your friend, I could have.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I suppose I should have. I won't make the same mistake again."
Yeah, fucking right you won't, big man. You're tied up like a little bitch.
Anyway, I know this is kind of a rough introduction, but I think we might be on the same side here.
Well, it seemed to me that you were breaking and entering, so I think we're probably not on the same
side. I'm going to pull out my light crossbow and just point it at him.
Just in case.
Just, because he's threatening my friends.
I go, "Well, it seems to me that we are, all of us, individuals who need to operate outside of the bounds of the law for the greater good. I couldn't help but notice you were engaging in vigilante justice, which I'm fairly sure is also a crime."
Everyone give me a perception check.
10.
13.
14.
Okay.
He doesn't say anything?
He says, "I've saved a lot of people and stopped a lot of crime, and I don't know that you've done anything for this town."
Okay, well, we're looking to solve a crime. Do you know anything about the theft of this horn from the college?
Are you talking about the Bard's College?
Obviously, we're talking about the Bard's College.
He spits on the ground.
Okay, that's cute.
Okay, well, look, we could do this one of two ways, right? Like, you could tell us what you know, or I could rip your funny red face mask off of your head and we could just parade you around town and see what the local recipients of your vigilante justice think about you.
It's pretty split.
He says, "I have another idea." And in that moment, he finishes cutting through the rope with a knife he had stowed in his boot.
Shit.
Rad.
And he climbs the nearest building.
Can I get like an attack of opportunity on him? I was pointing my crossbow at him.
Yeah, shoot him.
Jesus. Shoot him.
Shoot him. Do it.
Can you try to, like, shoot him in the leg?
I'm just gonna shoot him.
Just shoot him, he'll be fine.
That's a 21.
Got him.
That's a hit.
How's that taste?
I rolled damage.
Not great. I don't know what my damage is. 1d8. Okay, hang on.
Oh my god. This really got out of hand.
That's an 8.
Got him.
Damn, yeah.
Suck it.
He yelps in pain as he gets shot.
Does he fall off the wall?
No.
All right. He just keeps moving with his arrow stuck in
him. Okay, I'm gonna cast Shatter on the wall.
Yeah.
All right. So, shit. So I can pick like a 10-foot radius to cast this, and God, that's a lot of damage. I don't think he's gonna survive that. I guess
we're
what I'd like
murder. We're just gonna murder the Crimson Crusader.
Whatever.
Can I do the vine thing now, or do we need a roll initiative again?
Can your vines grow out of the ceiling?
I think they can grow out of whatever the hell I want.
That's actually pretty cool. Why don't you try that before I explode this guy? But I'm going to say if he gets to, like, the top of this building, like, if this thing fails, I'm going to cast Shatter right around, like, where his handholds are. And just
I am afraid of, like, one, destroying the building, and two, killing the guy, so.
Yeah, well, he might die if we do this.
Yeah. Oh, we've definitely lost Sam, though.
Yeah, we definitely come back. Lost Sam.
Yeah, because I might even be able to, like, do the vine thing. We'll see.
Oh, God. We're just going to murder this dude is what's going to happen.
Whatever. Like, we could just take him into the police station and be like, "We did it. We found this dead guy. I'm pretty sure it's the guy." I was going to say we should unmask him, but we wouldn't know who he was.
Right, yeah.
Aha, it's some guy.
It's going to be someone named, like, Jake, or, like, what? I can't think of any more names from Guess Who.
What up, baby dick?
I literally
can't. Did I just lose you?
I don't even know what you did. I want
to
just know.
Oh, are you talking to Sam on the phone?
Okay, I'm going to...
I keep thinking of Operation. Fuck. I'd be like, what's his name? It's okay, water on the knee.
Put you on speaker while I dick around with this.
Okay. It's butterflies in his stomach.
No,
like, our nefarious foe, tennis elbow.
Thing. So I'm going to try and get it back.
Okay.
But when this happens, sometimes it means I have to restart my computer, and sometimes it means I have to reset the router, and I'm not really clear on when is which.
Did his computer die? And he's been having computer problems.
Well, no, Mary, his computer didn't die. It says he has no internet, so...
He ran out of internet?
Reset far out. From SHIB.
Far out, man.
He's out of internet!
Yeah. He ran out of Glorious Zoinks. Republic of China Bitcoin, and so now he has no internet.
It's because of his poor Chinese social capital.
Yeah.
We can just keep going. I could be Sam.
Yeah, do it. Be Sam now. Did we win?
I'm gonna let Mary do all the cool vine stuff that she wants to do.
You captured the Crimson Crusader, no problem.
You guys totally grabbed him. Like, when you shot him in the butt with a crossbow bolt, he was like, ow, I fell off the wall.
Next time we catch him, I'm just gonna fucking slice his Achilles tendons.
Well, let's not do that.
No, that's a good idea.
Maybe
no.
We should cut... What if we cut his hands off? He does that to other people.
A sweet, sweet irony.
He stole...
our hearts. Wait, shit.
Shit. Wait.
No, I have not hurt this guy once. All I've done is tie him up. You guys are out to murder the Crimson Crusader.
I burned him a little bit to save your life, and then I do appreciate that. And then I cast a spell that does... He just had a good time. He had a good old time.
I shot him in the butt because he said that he was going to stab you. He was like, I'm going to do it next time. So I shot him in the butt.
I think it's funny, though, that he said... He said I was going to kill you next time, and then he immediately got free and ran away. Okay. He didn't try to kill us. He just
ran away. What a wuss. This guy sucks.
This guy does suck. Also, we caught him super easy.
Yeah.
There's very little defense against the thing you're touching becoming molten hot. Like,
You have a lot of cool spells.
I know, I picked some cool ones.
Yeah, I like it.
So we'll see what he can do.
I have some pretty, other than the like, cool vine shit, I have some pretty generic, just like do some damage or like do a healing, which to me is fine.
I'll take it.
But it's not like, oh, make everything hot, make the wall explode. Yeah.
Now that Jorge has been shown not to have the horn, who do we go after now?
I think we just start killing people, right? There's only 24 people who could have it. So we just start killing.
Well, I don't know if you do that. I think, I definitely am super suspicious of this dude, Peter, who's like the blacksmith's boyfriend. He's like, just like, I'm a ranger in the woods. And like,
I'm fairly sure this
thinks
is...
the Crimson Crusader is like a cool guy. Yeah, he either like is the Crimson Crusader or he's just like a weird fanatic.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So like, this is probably Peter.
And if the Crimson Crusader hates the Bard's College, could he have taken it?
I guess. Because like, maybe he thinks the Bard's College stole it from someone else. So he's like, everyone's thieves. Like, he could have already fenced it if he, like, goes outside the city.
It's true.
I'm trying to figure out if there's anyone else we hadn't talked to yet. I have so many notes.
There are, I think, we haven't talked to 24 people yet. I mean, there are a lot
of
fools.
Because there still is that guy Eric I mentioned where he, like, does the flyers for the Cape Crusader guy. There's, again, Peter, who we think might be the Crusader. Let's see. I don't think we talked to the journalists yet, because there's a couple...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
There's, like, the Ouroboron Times and then the Sun over Ouroboron, and I think Claire works at the Sun, and we haven't talked to her, so that's an option.
This quest just melts my brain. I'm not good at this kind of thing.
It is a lot of, like, talking and questions, and I get kind of a little bit lost. Okay, so here's an interesting thing I just realized. So, we talked to Herman at Herman's, the bar.
Yarp.
And the thing that he said of value... that may have been a lie, was that the thief would probably be someone who had, like, done the alchemist challenge, and, like, probably a regular at the apothecary was the thief. And one of the regulars at the apothecary is Peter,
who's
the dude we now think might be the crusader.
That's actually pretty nifty.
Also, his boyfriend, Paul, the blacksmith, is also a regular.
Interesting.
Sam Ginsberg is online.
Let's get him back in the mix.
Get him back in the sticks.
I hope he keeps all of our cool No Sam content.
Yeah, this has actually been pretty good. We didn't talk about Ray Romano once.
Am I there?
Hey,
yes.
We're talking about Ray Romano. What up?
Man, I can't hear any of you motherfuckers.
Again?
Oh, no.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
No, Deborah, we can't.
Can I get some thumbs up if you can hear me? Thank you. Hold on.
What if he's just like, you know what, I'll just do it. I'll just do a deaf like this. I'll just talk and you guys just do hand signals.
Just be like, I want to do vines.
Vines.
Growth.
We're gonna get really good at pantomime.
This is too bad. This is an audio medium because this is like.
We're bringing that fire. Hilarious. That fire visual content.
And like he's gonna be like climbing the wall.
Yes.
And then
he
gets.
I can
shot
hear you.
Hooray!
Oh no! I can hear us now. Hello.
Hey.
Sorry about that, guys.
It's okay. You
should
ran
listen
out.
To you should listen to our content from without you, because actually we actually tried to start putting some of this puzzle together.
Oh, so I might not even be able to cut it.
Yeah, okay. It might actually be useful stuff.
Take okay. That, Sam.
So, Tyler, you look like you're counting something on your fingies, and it's really cute. What are you doing?
He's counting up all the money he has.
You know, us Jews, we just like to count our money in our spare time.
Okay, happy Passover.
It's a good thing he only has 10 fingers. So.
Tarrasque is going to come out in, like, May.
Right. No, yeah.
This will come out in June.
I'm counting my hours tomorrow on my thingies.
So kind of counting your money.
Kind of.
So when I lost you, I don't know when the listeners lost you, but when I lost Never. You, you were contemplating casting Shatter somewhere.
I'm going to defer to Gretchen. If these vines can indeed come out of this building, it seems like a less likely way to kill this guy.
I would like to vine him instead of blowing up the building, yes.
Can you describe your vine move?
Like in the story or just like in like the practical, what is it?
I'm going to need both. Give me the mechanics first.
So it says, it's called Nature's Wrath. It says spectral vines spring up to reach for the creature. A creature within 10 feet that you can see. Creature must succeed on strength or a dex save. It can choose or it's restrained. It has to do like the saving throw on every turn until it's successful.
Okay. And so you're just reaching out your hands and vines come out of them or something? Like
I think it's more like I kind of like, I hold my hand out and I kind of like make a fist and vines like shoot out of the wall and just grab them. Like I think I just summon them.
I don't know they can come out of the
they're
wall.
Okay,
vines, dog.
They're not real.
I mean, I can just shoot them out of my hand like I'm Spider-Man. That's fine too.
No, you know what? I don't want to take away your flavor. As long as we stick to the 10-foot range, yeah. You can make them come out of stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and then so I get to choose between a strength and a dex save to resist that?
Yeah, let me guess. Are you going to do a dex save?
Yeah.
What's the DC?
I forget how this works. My spell save
What's the
DC?
Spell save DC?
It's 12?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
There's a very real possibility that I critted it.
Oh no!
Okay.
Well, we're going to blow up this wall.
No, God, don't fucking kill the Crimson Crusader.
Hey, he's bringing this on himself.
Oh, no.
So he nimbly avoids your vines and continues to attempt this.
All right, I just want to sigh kind of like exhaustedly and just go, ugh. And I just kind of want to point up at the wall. And I guess what I'd like to do is, oh, God, I feel like maybe this will hurt him less. I'd like to just, maybe if I just cast Shatter on like the wall sort of above where he's holding on, I'm hoping like the falling rubble will maybe knock him down from the wall without casting like 3d8 thunder damage directly on this guy.
Okay.
Can I get away with that?
Sure, yeah.
Alright. So, yeah, that's just 3. Yeah, let me just make sure I'm doing the spell right. Yeah, so 10-foot radius within range takes 3d8 thunder damage. I assume that the wall is not going to do a con save.
No.
So that's 16 thunder damage on the wall.
Yeah, this corner collapses into the building.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, is there, like, a kid in the building that we just smushed?
Whatever.
We'll find out.
So he's continuing to climb, and around the corner comes Joe.
Oh, no.
The sheriff that you met.
The Crimson Crusader! The
Crimson Crusader attacked me and blew up a house.
He's getting away!
Get him, Joe!
Now, listen, you guys, you gotta pay for this damage you done!
Joe, did you not see the Crimson Crusader hurling those magic missiles around? That's what blew up this wall. He almost killed me. Look at this burn he left on my neck with his magic.
Boy, you shut up. I saw this damn half-elf casting his spell at the wall.
I'm gonna chase the Crusader. I don't have time for this. I'm gonna go past Joe and just go run after him and try to climb the wall.
Okay, he's going to take an attack of opportunity.
That's fine.
Oh, God. Things are going poorly.
16 to hit?
No, it does not.
All right, well, then I'm going to run up the wall. Because he's already taken his reaction.
Nice.
Yeah. Zach knows how to play.
Yeah, Tyler, you want to get up on this wall action? You can't do anything about it.
I guess so.
Yeah, all three of you make athletics checks to climb.
Oh, man, now we're definitely fugitive now. Whoops.
Oh, I critted it. I really needed it because my athletics is -1.
I got a 15.
Aha, 15 also.
Nice.
One. Well, that was the DC you
drew.
Woo,
so,
plus 6.
Yeah, plus 1.
So yeah, you're up on the wall, and you are up there just soon enough to watch him leap from the roof he's on to the next roof over.
All right, go.
I'm going to do like a cool like back handspring over to the next roof.
Okay, so that's an acrobatics check.
19.
Fuck. God, I hate you guys. Yeah, you sproing over there.
It's a shame that you're on the same. Easier than just straight jumping. Like, it's way easier for me to do that instead of just jump it.
Yeah, maybe I should have had you do that with disadvantage. Whatever.
All right, so I'm over.
Are the others doing anything?
How high up are we on the rooftop?
You're. It's a story up. So what's how big's the story? Like 15 feet
like
or something?
10, 12.
10 feet?
It's like 10 to 12 feet or something like that.
Okay, then that high.
All right, if I try to jump the gap, is it just an athletics check?
Yes.
I'm going to do it. Ooh, that is a critical failure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're...
Goodbye!
There's,
goodbye, everybody.
There's a little ledge at the top of this roof, and your toe catches it, and you fall off, taking 3 falling damage.
That's actually not that bad, but so thank you. Yes. Excellent.
It's a d6 per 10 feet.
She's taking a lot of damage rule. To her pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to kill that sheriff, too, by the way.
I don't like this at all. Jeez. I guess I go... Can I, like, run along the... Like, can I run along the roof after Farron, but so that Gretchen can see me from the street so that she can follow along down there?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. Well...
You still got to jump it, though, right?
If she is aware enough of her surroundings to notice you instead of being bamboozled.
Well, as I'm running, then, can I use my minor illusion to... create arrows like along her path where I'm going.
Oh yeah, that's smart.
Okay,
definitely.
Well, I'm gonna do that, and to jump after Farron, I'm gonna do a gainer over the ledge.
I don't know what a gainer is.
It's a running forward doing a backflip.
Yeah.
Okay, well then this one has disadvantage.
Oh, come on. Oh, whoops, that was too vigorous a throw.
Just don't do it. don't do it. Just take the not disadvantage.
No, I have to do something dexterous, otherwise it's an athletics check, and I don't know if I'd rather have disadvantage or -1. Because my athletics is 3, my acrobatics is 3, and my athletics is -1.
Oh god, alright.
What'd you roll?
With disadvantage, a 15.
Fucking kidding,
not bad, dude.
I rolled a 16 and a 12, and like I said, I get a +3, so...
I mean, I ate shit, so we're not all doing great.
Yeah, you're both over there.
Okay, and so I guess we continue to chase the dude, and I'm throwing out arrows in the street using my minor illusion for Gretchen.
How do we want to do this? Do you have like a slippery substance you can cast that could maybe like fall down?
Oh man, could I possibly have that?
Summon banana peel.
Do you have like some goop or something that you've picked up like in your pockets along the way?
No, but I do have grease. Is he on the same roof as we are?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess I'll cast Grease.
Well, it's not your turn.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's gonna shoot you.
Rude.
Wait. Just say the raw number.
The raw number is 16.
Okay. So I'm going to use one of my inspiration die to knock that down to a 15.
Okay. Does a 22 hit?
Oh shit. Yeah. Sure does, friend.
Okay. Nuts.
And that's 13 piercing damage.
That sucks.
You take a red-fletched arrow straight to the chest.
Are you alive?
I'm still alive.
Grease him.
I'm like...
We're on Farron now.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, actually, we're on Gretchen now. I don't know if you want to do something Gretchen.
I guess, can I, like, stand up?
Yes.
Do I see these, like, arrow things that Gimbal made?
Hell yeah.
You do.
I'm going to follow them.
Yeah, they stop abruptly next to the wall.
Oh, no.
No, I lead her out and around from whatever alley she fell in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so there's building,
yeah.
And then there's the building you were jumping from, and the building you were jumping
towards. We're on that building. We're one building over.
Right.
Yeah, so there's one arrow pointing her, like, remember the building you tried to jump onto? It's still this one.
Well, whatever. That's fine.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kind of walk, and I'm going to peep around the corner to where I think the sheriff is, and just be like, the Crusader's getting away, come on! And then I'm gonna run down the road.
Okay.
She's lawful good. She wants the law to be good, even if it's dumb.
Yeah. Joe follows you. I'll say that Joe's initiative is 1 less than yours.
Way to go. God,
so we can jump
in. What a fucking bum. This guy is the absolute worst. Comes over here with like a 2 initiative.
So he stumbles up to you, Gretchen, and says, so were you gonna pay for that boy's offenses? Or am I going to have to jail him?
What, you mean my friend? I mean, I'm severely in debt, but I think we'll figure it out. We just need to, like, go get the Crimson Crusader now, and I think we'll figure it out. We're good for it.
What?
We're good for it. I'm a good person. We're all good people, I think.
Now, why ain't you guys told me the Crimson Crusader was here?
I literally told you that. It's fine. Can we go? And I start running.
He's with you.
Okay.
Then let's cut to Farron.
Whoa, right. Did you just skip me entirely?
It's not your turn yet. I go before you.
Oh, okay.
He critted his initiative.
Oh, all right.
And we're still using that order somehow.
Oh, fine.
Okay. You know what? Like, Gimbal, I trust you on this grease move, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Gimbal. So you're going
to... just before you do that, I want you to maybe think back to those 3 health potions that I bought.
Oh, all right. Well, you're going to use your turn to cast Grease, though. Will you survive?
Well, I was thinking maybe instead of Grease, I would cast Sleep.
Okay, so we don't know how much HP this guy has. And so Sleep only works if you roll higher than his max HP. But again, also, you can't use those potions and cast a spell.
Okay, well, all right, okay. Well, I wasn't gonna heal myself.
Okay.
But it's up to you. If you want to give me a couple back, you can.
I certainly can, because otherwise, yeah, I can try to... I can cast Sleep at a 3rd level for 7d8, which is not bad. Or I could try to just hurt this guy, so if you want to cast Sleep, you're more likely to actually do
well,
it.
Well, if you think I don't want to hurt him too bad. It's up to you. I thought Sleep would be good, but if it's not, I can just go back to Grease. I don't care.
Doesn't matter to me. And I kind of do want to hurt this guy. Yeah. God, I wonder how much constitution he has. Is he holding... Does he have any, like, metal objects on his body I can see?
You can see a sword on his back.
Okay, so I am going to cast Heat Metal again on the sword on his back. So that's 2d8 fire damage that he's going to take. That is going to be 7 fire damage.
Okay.
And if he... I guess it's on him, so he can, I guess, like... I don't know if he can just, like, drop it.
On his turn, he can... just kind of draw it and drop it.
Okay.
But he can't drop it right now.
Yep, and so I'm going to maintain concentration on that, so if for some reason my turn comes back around, I can just cast as a bonus action 2d8 fire damage.
Right.
Well, I feel like now if I cast Sleep, that fire will just wake him up
because
that sword is burning on his back.
I can just end concentration on that if it puts him down.
So you're up, Gimbal.
Oh, boy. What do you think?
Whatever. I mean, if you cast Grease, is he going to, like, catch on fire? Is Grease flammable?
Sam, is the Grease flammable? I've actually looked online, and different DMs say different things, so it's kind of up to you.
To me, Grease is flammable. When I hear Grease, I think flammable.
It would be pretty cool to burn him to death.
Perhaps it's from working at a bunch of fast food places, but that's what I think when I think Grease.
I'm going to cast Sleep, so I roll 5d8. But, where's my little d8?
Like those real dice noises.
That was what? That was 5, right?
I heard 5 clunks.
Okay, so that's 22.
He falls asleep.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna turn off my fire.
And he slumps forward. His head hits the ground first. His butt is sticking up straight in the air.
His butt still got like a crossbow bolt just sticking out of it, humorously.
Yes.
How
yes.
does
and you said the metal is no longer particularly hot.
Yes.
Listening to Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.